I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
And DeGenovic, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's certainly something to think about and something we will be taking listener calls on as well, Dave, as we dive into this question. In the Pacific Islander community, the wearing of leis signifies peace and love. It's a cultural symbol. Should they be banned at high school graduations?
Ooh, that's interesting. I wouldn't think they would be. Like, why would they be? But apparently, they are. It's 9:07. It's time for the launch.
Sequence engaged.
Here are three things that Debbie wants you to know.
Countdown. Three.
Well, continuing our coverage from Utah's Morning News, KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayrtz joining us live in the 10 o'clock hour as she follows the ballot. In this case, the ballots that are surveilled by cameras that will be fixated on ballot drop boxes to the tune of $500,000.
I'm glad maybe that it would deter someone from damaging the drop box. But other than that, for the purpose for which they passed it, I don't think it makes a lot of sense.
$500,000 in cameras. Like, what surveillance cameras are you buying? I went to Costco this weekend. You can get like 97 cameras for a dollar. Like, they are not expensive. But apparently, they went all in. Are these the, like, Cadillac of surveillance cameras and systems? I don't know. It seems like a lot of money to just stare at a ballot box.
Countdown to...
Well, you've been hearing our continuing coverage as Utah County Attorney David Leavitt has traveled to war-torn Ukraine. And he recently went with one of Utah's richest men to give 500 families money to live on for a year. This was through his foundation. So in 45 minutes, the Utah County Attorney calling the show live to reveal who the generous Utahn is. We'll hear it for the first time, Dave.
Finally. I mean, this was a big teaser when he called the show from Ukraine. He wouldn't tell us who it was.
We had an anonymous donor who called us on the phone and said, I can't stand by any longer and watch what I'm seeing on the television. I have to go do something to help.
I'm excited to find out who it is, but this story in general is pretty wild. They basically had suitcases full of cash that they were handing out to Ukrainians. Really a dangerous and harrowing tale. We'll find out who that anonymous donor is shortly.
Launch countdown one.
Well, it is high school graduation time. Dress code says graduates are expected to wear a prescribed cap and gown without decoration, additions, or alterations. So why would students not be allowed to don meaningful cultural attire like flower leis? Dave, as you know, it's our top story.
Yeah, it's a great question. It does seem like on the surface I look at it and I think, why can't you throw a lei on? A flower lei seems fine. But then you start, you know, peeling at that thread a little bit. Well, where do you stop? You say yes to the leis, but no to religious attire? To LGBT pins? Like, where do you draw the line?
Dave and Genovic.
The launch.
Commence.
Utah's top local story. Special coverage with Dave and Genovic.
We have a live interview lined up right out of the gates. And our focus is the Jordan School District and a growing concern over graduation dress code. Cap, gown, tassels are okay, according to the policy that I have in my right hand. Flower leis, apparently not. They are a cultural symbol, and in the Pacific Islander community, they stand for love and peace.
Dress codes in general are tricky, right? Because obviously the way we dress ourselves or adorn ourselves or what we wear is deeply personal. So anytime someone says, you can't wear that, for whatever reason it might be, you can see why people get a little upset.
Verona Manga is a member of our KSL community board. She brought this issue to our attention. Good morning, Verona.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, we want you to help walk us through what's been happening at the Jordan School District. I understand you recently attended a meeting with the superintendent and with students, and you're a graduate of the Jordan School District. So what do you expect to happen? I understand there's also a board meeting tonight. Do you expect there to be a specific ban on the wearing of leis?
And so right now, the policy as it reads is very vague. It doesn't specifically call out leis or cultural attire. But because the way it's worded, that's basically what they're saying is they're no longer honoring that. And it's, you know, I've talked to several different board members and the superintendent, and the message is very unclear. I talked to one board member, Bryce Dunford, through email, and his response was that it was revised 6 months ago, and they reached out to community and to parents, and the community and parents I'm talking to were not aware because it's disguised under dress code policy. And when you hear dress code policy, you're not thinking of cultural attire or leis at a graduation ceremony. I talked to to Daryl Robinson through email, and his response is a little bit different. It's this policy was in place for years and has always been enforced. And we know for a fact that it hasn't. It's just very recent that schools and districts have been putting a ban on leis.
Did they give a reason why?
You know, they didn't. I know that the answer that we keep getting is it's something we've done for years, and there's no specific answer. But if you're looking through the policy, it's to encourage unity and you know, and everyone just dressing the same. And I totally get that. I get having some uniform there, but you know, America is a country that is made up of immigrants, and I think being able to come in at least one piece of cultural attire to honor your family and the diverse cultures that make up America, I think it's an important thing for students to be able to do. It's an opportunity to really share diversity and be unified in that way. And so I think bands like this are a little bit dangerous, and it takes away that opportunity of expressing yourself. And I get, like, sometimes we go overboard. We want 20 leis and not just one. But I think we can make some revisions to this policy and allow at least one piece of cultural attire.
Verona Monga joins us right now as a member of the KSL Community Board, a group that advises KSL on coverage of minorities in communities. And Verona, I think you're touching on something which I think makes it tricky, where you say, well, one lei is okay, but maybe two is too many. I mean, anytime you start drawing a line, that's the struggle, right? Is, well,
right,
what's the proper balance? And I can see where maybe they just say, well, caps and gowns. Let's just limit it to caps and gowns because that's maybe the clearest line.
Right. And I think sometimes drawing that line and creating that boundary feels really safe and easy. But things aren't meant to be safe or easy. And I think if this is something that we should navigate thoughtfully as a community and as a school and school district. Again, the population that the schools in especially in Salt Lake County are serving are very diverse. And so yes, it might be a difficult thing to navigate when saying you can only get one and one, what counts as one and what counts as appropriate. I think we're in a place where we're versed enough and I hope thoughtful enough to really like examine some of these things and, you know, not be biased and question things appropriately. Alpine School District just reversed their ban on leis earlier this month and released a statement. I know you guys did a story on it. And so
in Verona, I checked with the Granite School District next door to the Jordan School District this morning, and they said, in fact, they do allow for the wearing of leis at the high school graduation. And we appreciate you keeping us updated on this development, the developing story within the Jordan School District. I know there's a meeting tonight. Do you plan to attend, Verona?
I do plan on attending. I no longer live in the district, and so I have to get permission from the president to speak, and I'm waiting to hear back. But whether I get to speak or not, I will be there to support the students and parents and community who are still currently in the Jordan School District.
Well, you brought up an excellent point about decisions sometimes taking the safe path, and I thought when you were saying that, Verona, that we are sending students, graduates, into a somewhat complicated world. And perhaps this is an opportunity to for other students, for other graduates, to ask those who are wearing the leis, the Pacific Islanders who want to wear the leis to graduation as a symbol of peace and love and accomplishment, what that stands for. What that stands for. We'll follow that developing story throughout the day right here on KSL News Radio. And we're not stepping away from it yet. We have contacted the school board vice president. He got back to us, referred us to the president of the school board, waiting to hear back to see if they will join us for this conversation this morning here on the Dave and Dujanovic Show. And straight ahead, a Utah lawmaker is also gotten involved in this issue. She's calling the show in 3 minutes.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Utah's top local story, special coverage with Dave and Dujanovic.
The question we're digging into this morning is, why would students not be allowed to don meaningful cultural attire, like flower leis, at their high school graduation? We just heard from a member of the KSL Community Board, which advises us on minority issues within our communities. And she's concerned with the Jordan District and their graduation dress code, allowing for cap, gown, and tassel, but no leis.
Yeah, they want to simplify it, right? I kind of understand and I see where they're coming from, right? We just want everyone to show up. We don't want any distractions. Here's the cap, here's the gown, here's the tassel. Everybody wears the same. And I think there's some symbolism there.
What's so sacred about a cap, gown, and tassel, though? Over
maybe the price tag?
A cultural lei that represents love and peace. You're saying the price tag. How much?
Yeah, the price tag. I'll tell you what we paid. I got a senior, and it was $86.85 for the cap and gown rental. Oh, whoa. They do give us a keychain, though. We got a keychain. Yeah, totally worth it, folks. Yeah, I'm a little salty about the cap and gown, but I do think it brings up a good question. If you allow a lei, a flower lei that has, you know, beautiful symbolism, that's great. But then what else do you have to allow? Because obviously you can't just say yes to the lei and no to something else. So now it's a little bit of a slippery slope. Okay, well, where do we draw the line? Is anything goes?
Utah State Representative Karen Kwan, the Jordan School District sits within your House District. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. And I know you met last week with the superintendent of the Jordan School District. And not to confuse our listeners, but tonight there is also a meeting of the school board to make some decisions or at least take public input on this issue. But let's go back to your meeting with the district superintendent last week, Representative Kwan. Did you get the impression that he's for or against the banning of leis at high school graduation?
We spoke as a community. I actually helped the community set up the meeting because they reached out and said that they would like to meet with the superintendent. And he was open and very caring and kind and loving and understanding in the importance of celebrating human diversity and celebrating our students as they graduate. Really put the emphasis on the decision being made by the school board.
So I think dress codes in general are kind of tricky, right? Anytime you tell someone what they can or can't wear, that's going to ruffle feathers, right? Everything we wear, you know, has meaning to us. So is there an argument to be made that, listen, this is a graduation for everybody. We don't necessarily want any distractions. We're all in this together. Is there an argument to be made that, you know, maybe this is a moment for just caps, gowns, and tassels.
Well, it's a matter of talking about, you know, that we don't want any distractions, and to bring in something that is very cultural and spiritual and is an honor to represent the change in where our students are going. They're moving from high school into adulthood, and that's a very sacred time for our students in our communities. And let me go back to the actual policy. And there is a policy on their diversity policy that says that they are Jordan School District understands and celebrates the value of human diversity because everyone has culture. And I think that's an important piece, that everyone does have culture. And when we talk about the cap and gown, that doesn't necessarily bring in the culture that students come from. Now, the graduation attire comes out of the dress code that is called graduation attire. And there's one piece in there that's really interesting to me. It's number 3 in the policy. And it says that formal, semi-formal, or customary dress attire is appropriate for the commencement ceremony. Customary dress attire. And so the question is, going back to the value of human diversity and because everyone has culture, then doesn't that mean that it's not banned? Lays are not banned because that is customary dress attire for Native Hawaiians and Pacific Islanders, but it's the interpretation. And my understanding is it wasn't banned in years past. It is only more recent in how it has been interpreted. So the community tonight is going to be asking for a reinterpretation of that policy and to allow for customary practices that are respectful of their culture.
Utah State Representative Karen Kwan on the line with us right now discussing Jordan School District's dress code policy for graduation, and the Pacific Islander community asking to be allowed to wear leis to represent their culture as their students graduate from multiple different high schools in the Jordan District. We've got 30 seconds, Representative Kwan, and your view, should students be allowed to wear leis?
Yes, parents should have a say in how students celebrate.
We appreciate you joining us, Representative Karen Kwan.
Straight ahead, let's take calls on this issue and ask our listeners to weigh in. If they were a member of the Jordan School District Board and they're listening to public comment tonight, what do you do? Do you allow for leis or do you ban them? 801-575-TALK, 801-575-TALK, taking your live calls next.
Dave and Dujanovic, Utah's top local story. Special coverage with Dave and Dujanovic.
Continuing to focus on the Jordan School District and a growing concern over graduation dress code. If you're kind of new to the area and you're like, where's the Jordan School District? All right. Let me explain. It is kind of in the southwest part of Salt Lake County. Of course, thousands and thousands of students, several high schools and, you know, junior highs, middle schools and elementary schools there. And there's this growing concern over graduation dress code. And the dress code policy says cap, gown, tassel are okay, but people are afraid they're going to ban the flower leis that are so culturally significant to so many of their students. They stand for peace and love, and there's a meeting about this tonight.
I'll tell you, one of my favorite things when I was working in the sports world, when BYU had, and the University of Utah does the same thing, when they had their senior day, when the senior football players would come out, the families would meet them on the field and they would put leis around their necks. But it wasn't necessarily the flower leis. It was usually like a lei made out of candy bars. They were like really fun leis, and there would be like 9 of them on it. And it was like covering half their head. It was really fun. When you start talking about banning these leis, you know, which are, again, as you said, culturally significant for Pacific Islanders, I don't have a problem with the lei, but I do think you have to ask the question, okay, if we're going to allow the lei, then what else are we going to allow? Which is probably everything, right? I mean, something worn is culturally significant to somebody else. So how do I say yes to the lei, but no to everything else? And if I say yes to everything, then maybe that takes away from the cap and gown moment.
So if you say yes to the lay, you have to say yes to the gay pride scarf.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I don't the have pin, any heartburn with that.
Maybe it's a completely different cap and gown. Maybe it doesn't look anything. Maybe you design your own that stands out and you are, you know, the sea of purple in the sea of black, whatever it might be. And, you know, again, dress codes are always tricky, and we're taking your phone calls. What do you think? 801-575-TALK. We'd love to hear from you. Let's jump out to Leroy in West Jordan. Leroy, what do you think?
Yes, I'm with you, Dave. If you allow the lay, where do you draw the line? Do you allow Mexicans to wear sombreros? Do you allow Indians to wear a headdress with feathers? Do you allow the gay people to wear their colors? Where do you draw the line? So, I mean, you either have to allow everybody to do what they think is cultural, or you have to just stick to the cap and gown. After the graduation is over, they can put on whatever they want.
Leroy, let me ask you this. What if it's a woman, an 18-year-old from Afghanistan, who is wearing a burqa? Does that get banned too? Some of these...
That goes right along with everything else.
But we thanks for your call, Leroy. I think my concern is as we continue to welcome people from other nations, do we ban their cultural symbols as they walk across the stage at graduation? I want you to think about that. We are doing so much in our community to welcome people from other nations. We are giving to people from other nations. But the moment they walk across the stage at graduation, we're like, no, that's a step too far. Get off the stage, take that lay off, take that burqa off, and then you can come get your diploma. Oh, yeah, congratulations.
It's very easy. Yeah. Sorry, you're giving me symbols here. What's
go
going
ahead.
On?
Go ahead.
All right, let's jump out of the phone calls. Max in Provo. Max, how do you feel?
I will say I'm not sure how wearing a burqa or a gay pride flag takes. It's about the individual graduating and nobody else. And you know, others graduating have their own, you know, cap and gown that they can wear and take pictures in. So that would be my opinion from Provo.
Well, thank you. No, I definitely see this side of the argument, no question. As I look on the other side, I wonder, you know, is this the moment when you graduate where we are all one, where it really doesn't matter what your culture is, what your history is, you are a graduate, you accomplished something, and it doesn't matter what your socioeconomic status was, we're just graduates together, and maybe we are one. It doesn't matter anything else, and we all wear the same cap and gown. And I think that's I don't know if I totally agree with it, but I do kind of see that point of view. Lonnie in St. George, how do you feel about it? What do you think?
Well, I am Hawaiian, and I love wearing a lei. However, I do think it's become kind of like a status symbol. If you can bury yourself in the lei, have them go all the way out to the ends of your arms, you are important. And I also like the fact, so I don't think they should, I do think they should say no lays. They should be able to. And how come after the graduation ceremony, then the parents, the family, the friends, all the ohana, they can bring the lays then and show off. But in graduation, you let one lay, then you got to let this, you got to let that. Like you said, the hats become all this stuff. Have them be one. Have them be united.
Darla from Syracuse, how do you feel about it?
I had just attended Roy High School's graduation last night, and I was amazed at how well they let the kids wear the leis. There was kids with sashes. One side was the Mexican flag, one side was the American flag, and it was done tastefully. They had them underneath their gowns, so they were still in their cap and gowns. The lays were just one lay, and it was done so tastefully. And
that was at, and it made, and Darla, that was at Roy High School last night?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thanks, Darla, for your phone call. We've got so many other calls to get to. It looks like Jonathan from Provo, you're live on the line right now. How do you feel about the wearing of lays at high school graduation? Should they be allowed or not?
It's been a tradition for so long. I think maybe we can talk about it. I would just hate to see things being brought up. They want to be too, but it was never a thing in the past. And now it's like, well, I want to throw this in now because they get to do that. It's been a tradition from the islands for a long, long time. And I hope they don't ban it completely, but maybe limitations, maybe one lane before getting their diploma and then letting them lay their graduates after the ceremony outside somewhere.
Thank you for the phone call, Jonathan. I appreciate that. And it's interesting when you hear some of this, maybe if it were just one lay. And I would ask, well, why not? Why one and not two? Mm. One of flowers but not of candy bars? You know, where do you draw that line?
Sounds like, and Roy, at the high school there, from Darla's perspective, things went well. And they allowed for that. Molly, want to squeeze your phone call in? Molly from Taylorsville. Are you in the Jordan School District or the Granite School District?
The Granite School District.
And the Granite School District allows lays, which surprised me that the Jordan District is embroiled in this controversy this morning. But what's your take?
I just wonder if it's just not a little bit too late to be having this conversation, in that graduation has already taken place, or they're taking place very soon. And I think about the people that have already ordered lays, and now that, you know, they're going to be told we can't have lays, and they've gone to the expense. And did anybody think about, you know, that people are going to lose money and have to cancel, or, you know, whatever?
No, that's a great point. And we read an email from one of the Jordan School District board members, and it was along those lines of, boy, this is just so late. I don't know if we can change anything. This is probably a months-long process, not, hey, graduation's tomorrow or in the next couple of days.
Yeah, and it's June 1st. So just having attended many, 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 many school board meetings over my career as a reporter for KSL 5 and Channel 4 News here, I don't see why they couldn't take a vote. But we'll find out tonight as we continue to follow this story. We're going to continue our coverage on this in the 11 o'clock hour. The controversy over the wearing of lays and the school board's dress code policy. It'll be the subject of a meeting this afternoon, which we'll be covering tonight.
Yeah, and we did get a response from the board president.
Yeah, we did.
It essentially said, we're looking forward to a good discussion. We'll talk about it tonight. He said, I am the one who requested it be on the agenda, so I don't have an opposing side to share.
Straight ahead, Utah County Attorney David Levitt traveled to war-torn Ukraine with one of Utah's richest men. And last week he called the show, remember that, Dave, from Ukraine. They were giving away money to 500 Ukraine families so they could live for a year. In 3 minutes, County Attorney David Levitt calling the show to reveal who that wealthy and generous Utahn is.
Dave and Dujanovic. Get a quick blast of news each morning.
From Ukraine to Utah County.
You'll hear it first.
And accurately.
On KSL.
Listen weekdays between 5 and 9 to Tim and Amanda.
Utah's morning companions for news.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.